following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hi, this is Terry Walling from Leader Breakthrough, and I want to welcome you to a series of podcasts that we're doing featuring our new book, Awakening, Awakening to God's Call in Your Life. And this podcast is a part of a series of four coffee shop conversations I had with my son, Kyle, as we talked through his transition to begin to clarify his calling. We did these in preparation for writing the book, Awakening. And it's a good companion to these podcasts because the book will go far deeper and explain more about the whole issue of God starting to awaken inside of us, both the purpose of our life, the direction for our life, and some of the key values he wants to use to guide our life. So obviously, it would be great to pick up the book, but what we thought we'd do in the podcast and what we're hoping you're able to gain from these times is just to get a little bit of more of the behind the scenes or the raw personal side of what someone goes through and what they actually feel as they are headed into or right in the middle of this time of transition. God does some of his greatest work during times of transition, but it's oftentimes pretty tough to navigate them. So we're hoping these podcasts will help, and we're hoping that each one will actually highlight one of the key elements of the awakening transition. In our next excerpt, we're going to actually hear Kyle start the process of beginning to kind of reconcile his past experiences with really what he's been waiting for and what it is he hopes might be ahead. And part of the things you can listen for in this as Kyle continues to talk about his past is the whole idea of evaluation, where he is starting the process now of trying to line things up and make sure that what he's doing is in line with what God's been at work doing in his life. So have a listen.
Yep, you're trying to reconcile your past.
I feel like trying to reconcile my past experiences, like moments that independently seem really insignificant. I remember, you know, sharing, and this thing that I still have like come back to. There was a moment that I was over at McDermott's house, and Megan and her mom were cleaning, and I took a nap on the couch. I was just laying on the couch, and I woke up. Like Megan like woke me up. I don't know if we had to leave or what.
Right.
But she woke me up, and I kind of did my typical thing, which is to be totally incoherent when I wake up. And but I shot up and I said, what am I waiting for? And Megan says, what? I said, I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere.
Wow.
And that was, like, that's like an experience in my past, or, you know, the discontentment through college, and now rediscovering that in the midst of something that I felt like was so promising, this new job opportunity, being disillusioned, you know, feeling, I know we'll get there later, but feeling the value conflicts within me, realizing that God is shaping me and instilling me certain values, but realizing that, like, the things that I've, you know, either chosen into, or, you know, the places I find myself don't necessarily match up with that, and but trying to reconcile, like, okay, what do I do with these moments in my past that tell me that there are something more? What do I do? You know, what do you do with, you know, hearing a song like, you know, we were meant to live for so much more, and just having an echo in your soul, or reading Psalm 42 and you know, deep crying out to deep, and just being like, wow, that's me. And yet at the same time, you know, there's not a way forward.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what I'm talking about as far as how do you reconcile those things. And even when you hear, I mean, even if it was the audible voice of God, you know, saying, follow me, it's like, to where?
Yeah.
You know, there's not a step forward. And so that's, it seemed like so many times in my life, my following, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know, you know, we're dictated based on circumstances. And so if we're looking back, you know, it's like, all right, God, you've shaped circumstances. You've maybe at times, like, I've been too slow, and so they've been forced. But they've always, things have always come easy to me. I never applied for that job. I didn't even, you know, I didn't even try to get it. It just happened. And feeling like that's the God I know, God, a God who works providentially in my life, that is worthy of my trust, that's worthy of my faith. And yet here I am, and it's like, yeah, it's the story of Abraham.
Yep.
You know, follow me to a place I'll show you. Trust me. And
Ben, like, on the one hand, you know, he's speaking. On the other hand, it's like, yeah, but what?
Yeah, and you know, how? Being at a point in my life now, all of a sudden there's more at stake.
Yeah.
You know, that it's not just, it's not cut and dry. It's not, you know, 23 and in college. It's, I have a wife, I have, you know, a new son, and realizing that, you know, yeah, if there's ever a time, it's sooner rather than later to make a move, but there's far more at stake now than, you know, than years past. And that's where that question is, am I going to take a jump here? Am I going to leap into the next thing, only to be disillusioned, only to be disenchanted, only to find out that this is going to follow me wherever I go, because this is reality.
In our second excerpt, you've been listening to Kyle as he's actually begun the process now of trying to link things together. If God's ever been at work, he's always been at work in our lives. And so as I was listening, I was listening and really watching as Kyle worked his way through it, some of the lining up of his past experiences with ultimately where he think God was leading him. In our third excerpt, we'll talk a little bit and listen to Kyle as he starts to work through some of the motives and some of the things that could be driving him and some of the things God's beginning to address in him as he walks him through the awakening transition. Well, it's been our hope that in making some of these conversations available to you, that you'll be able to recognize and even identify with some of not just the concepts that are related to the awakening transition, but really some of the deep, raw emotions that we go through as God takes us from one place to another. It's our hope that as you listen to Kyle and I share and really listen to him walk his way through some of the key emotions, that you yourself will gain some hope that the God who actually has initiated this time is doing an important work in your life and leading you onto the next step for your life. Our book, Awakening to God's Call, is available, and you can pick it up by going to our website. And you can go to leaderbreakthrough.com/awakening. And it's also available up on Amazon in paperback form or in the Kindle version. The book itself is actually then an expansion of a lot of the things that you saw Kyle beginning to work through and some of the things that we surfaced in these podcasts. The book includes some key issues in terms of how God shapes us during a transition and what to expect. As Kyle unpacks his story, he'll share more of his journal thoughts. We also have a good chapter by Zach Curry, our friend, who actually I have coached through a transition also in his journey, and he talks about some of the obstacles and some of the things that sometimes can work against us as we try to bring clarity to that call. All these resources are helping you know that the God who began this good work in you is actually the same God that's at work through this in-between time. God does some of his greatest work in transitions, and sometimes it's easy to get lost in the midst of them. So we hope the podcasts and the books all encourage you and help you begin to realize that there's a call on your life and you could live for so much more.